from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
To Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Mark Willard today. He'll be back on Wednesday. It's Mark Randy in alongside Dan Dively on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, that was Coach Steve Kerr, not just coach of the Golden State Warriors, but now coach of Team USA, although he does not get to bring home a gold medal, unfortunately.
Not.
He just gets the pat on the back of being a gold medal winning head coach or for a team that won a gold medal.
Right.
But
right.
I'm sure he probably liked the hardware, but I'm sure his pride, good enough just knowing that he helped lead that team to get
exactly.
the job done.
Exactly. Scoreboard. And I thought about this over the weekend because, and I was telling my wife, like, yeah, they win gold, but he doesn't get a gold and none of them get a gold. And she said, why? And I said, well, think about it. Like, every coach of every athlete yeah. in every sport, so the fencing or the diver or the gymnastics athlete.
Katie Ledecky's coach doesn't get eight
exactly.
golds or whatever she won.
Or even one, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know, men's volleyball, Karch Karai, they don't get a gold. And, you know, you go through all the sports and team handball and all the rest of it. Yeah. The coaches don't get the gold. The athletes do. And that's just the way that goes.
I guess it's a little more confusing because for a sport like track and field or for swimming, like, it's different. Like, the coach of those athletes is different. I guess it's because it's an individual sport, not necessarily a team sport. Like, you have your own personal coach.
Yeah.
It's similar for,
yeah.
like tennis players. Like, you watch Novak Djokovic play, and he's always screaming up at his box because he got his personal coach sitting up there.
Right.
But it's not like a team sport where you have one guy who's on the sideline coaching him up during the game and all that. So I guess that's where it's a little bit different. But, yeah. No Olympic gold medals for
Steve Kerr. And Scottie Scheffler's caddy does not get a gold, even though he's, you know, with him yeah. every step of the way. And Lydia Ko, who won gold for the ladies in golf, her caddy gets no gold. The swing coach, no. The, you know, personal trainer
yeah.
or the mental coach or whatever. None of them get it.
Yeah.
It's the athletes only.
And they deserve it. And that was
yeah.
incredible. And Steph Curry obviously was awesome on Thursday in the semifinal win over Serbia. He had 36 points in that game, 9 of 14 from downtown. And in the final against France, he had 24 points, 8 of 13 from 3. 12 of his 24 points, half of them came in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Just incredible the way that he turned it on down the stretch. And we'll get into that more. We're going to the phone lines in just a second. But I did want to remind everyone that we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you will get to hear it on Twitch and YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to the channel for all 957 The Game content on both Twitch and YouTube, and hit that thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And if you want another place to consume our content, just scan the QR QR code in the bottom right corner of the Twitch and YouTube streams with your smartphone, and that will prompt you to download the free Odyssey app where all of our content lives as well. All right, Steph Curry goes off Saturday, leading Team USA to a gold medal. As a Warrior fan, you don't have to be a Warrior fan, as a Team USA basketball fan, what were your emotions like for that game? It was an emotional experience for both Dibs and I. For me, an overwhelming sense of gratitude for Steph Curry, and just so thankful for everything that he's done for my childhood team, the Golden State Warriors, and now taking it to a national stage. Let's go out to the calls. What did that performance mean to you, and what were your emotions like watching it? 888-957-9570. Up first is Will in the East Bay. What's up, Will? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Grandy and Dibs with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing awesome. Still trying to come down from the high of Steph Curry's performance on Saturday.
You're not the only one. Thanks for taking my call. Dig the show. The thing I remember to begin with, I have 2 points, is that feeling of stress and exhilaration where you're on your feet walking, but you don't even feel it. Somebody offers you that beer or another hors d'oeuvre, you go, not now, because you're transfixed with what you're watching on that screen. And then all of a sudden, you know, this sense of just joy that you feel at the outcome. And the bottom line is Steph Curry saved USA basketball. That is the bottom line from Thursday to Saturday. The other take I have is, can you imagine the fallout if that team had left Paris with a silver medal or perhaps less? That's all you would hear on social media. It's all you'd hear on the radio or be watching on TV. It's just scrutiny and whose head is going to be on a platter, you know, in the organization of the U.S. But fortunately, that is not the case, because the Bay Area treasure known as Steph Curry saved USA basketball. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Will. I mean, he's right. It would have been nasty, Dibs. It would have been the headline on every single show across the country. Team USA falls to France,
right,
and they don't win their 5th consecutive gold medal. Time to play the blame game. Is this Steve Kerr's fault? Steph Curry didn't show up. It was too little, too late, all of that. It would have been...
Of course it was Steve Kerr's fault. I mean, that's in the rotation. And Jason Tatum, that would have been the big headline.
There would have been a headline. If Tatum played more, would Team USA have won?
Right, and Edwards, too, who didn't play much. And, you know, Derek White was a DNP in the final. And, you know, Tyrese Halliburton almost didn't play at all. So would you have been better off, you know, having Brown there instead of Halliburton if you're not going to play Halliburton at all? So all of the armchair quarterback stuff would have come out. All of the second guessing would have come out. But instead, we don't have to worry about it because Steph saved the day.
I think part of what maybe... I think for the most part, the vast majority of sport fans, basketball fans, and Olympic fans of the Olympics, when it comes to basketball, why maybe there's a little bit less interest in, say, the basketball portion of the Olympics than track or swimming or gymnastics or whatever the case is, whatever the sport is. It's because basketball has generally been a sport dominated by the U.S., like absolutely dominated. And we know this. I mean, it's our sport. It's becoming more global now, and it's never been more global than it is right now. But I think some of the conversations you and Mark Willard have had, maybe last week, a couple of weeks ago, leading up and during the Olympics was, well, the U.S. should win. Like, it's kind of a given. They're going to win. They got the most talent. You have maybe the greatest player ever, maybe, in LeBron. You got another top 10, top 5 player in Steph. KD, not far behind him. You've got all this talent. Joel Embiid was supposed to play for France, played for you instead. You've got all this talent. You've got all these MVPs and all these rings on this roster. You should win. And so you win, and it's almost kind of a feeling of, like, you know, you held serve. You made par. You didn't do anything special by winning. But seeing the way the team reacted on the court, that kind of takes away any feeling of that in my mind, because you were able to realize how hard this team had to fight for it, for whatever the reason was. If they underperformed leading up to the fourth quarter, or they were struggling against Serbia when they shouldn't have, if they weren't playing very well, whatever. They got the job done. They clearly wanted it very, very, very badly. It's not like they were just coasting through it. For whatever reason, Serbia and France put up a really, really good fight against them, and the USA was up to the challenge ultimately, and they won, and that's ultimately all that matters.
Right, and if you look at, as I was mentioning during the crossover, the amount of Olympians who are NBA players this year, it's crazy. It's more than 70 across all the other teams, so it's not like in 92 where the Dream Team came in and they had to face, you know, mostly amateur players from a European time and, you know, Asia, where these players were not yet established the way they are. And think about France with Victor Wembanyama. He is the future. He is a superstar, and he's 7'5", and he is already going to be an amazing player in the NBA. And you had Yabusele, and you had, you know, other...
Batum and Fournier.
Totally, right? Yeah. And you had other NBA players, guys who are experienced, not just, you know, new to the NBA, but experienced European stars, NBA stars, and a team playing on its home court that was going to be very difficult for the U.S. team to beat. So it was never going to be a cakewalk. And the fact that they had to dig that deep to beat Serbia told you everything you need to know about what the tournament now is as far as, like, the depth of it.
I think we also underestimate as maybe... I don't know, American basketball fans, when we go into the Olympics, you just assume that the talent always is going to win out. And obviously, Team USA has a major, major leg up over every other country in terms of talent. Some of the other countries, France and Serbia and some others, Canada is really good, for example. Germany's got a pretty good squad. They're catching up, but it's not as if they're anywhere near the level of Team USA in terms of talent. But I think what we do overlook, Dibs, when we go into these tournaments, when we go into international ball and FIBA and the World Cup and the Olympics, you just assume that that talent is always going to win out. But these other countries, Dibs, they... I don't know if it's taking it more seriously, if that's the right phrase, if other countries put a little bit more time, energy, and effort and resources into it. But it's pretty clear that these other countries are a little bit more familiar with this international stage and the international game than these Americans are. I mean, the Americans, you throw the team together a month before the Olympics, you get a few practices in Las Vegas leading up to it, you play a couple of tune-up games, and then the Olympics begin, while a lot of these other teams have been playing year-round because they don't have those, a lot of them aren't playing in the NBA, and they're kind of able to just be around each other for the whole year, whole 4 years leading up to an Olympics.
Yeah, and also used to the FIBA rules, which I love, and, you know, I'm not sure if that is something that people really appreciated throughout the course of the tournament, but I love the FIBA rules where, you know, if you're not bleeding, you're not getting the foul call. So unless you get absolutely mauled.
Like Nick Batum at the end of the game,
yeah,
he was bleeding.
He was bleeding, and I don't even know if there was a foul on that.
So.
I think it was incidental contact.
Play on.
Exactly. I love the fact that in the FIBA game, there's no flopping, there's no embellishment. All those things are just ignored. Not even like, you know, you get the call and let's go review it and all the rest of that nonsense. Just, you play basketball. And if you get hit and you don't get the call, get up and play basketball again. And I love that. And also the idea of goaltending, where if the ball's in the rim, you could just swat that thing away. And I love that. That way we don't have to worry about, is it in the cylinder, and let's review it and all the rest of it. It seems like a much cleaner game where you don't have to worry about so much review. You know, the calls are made, and usually the calls aren't made, quite frankly. And, you know, you got to you deal with it. You get up and you play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. 888.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
957-9570. We are just relishing in Steph Curry's greatness from Saturday. He scored 12 of his 24 points in the final 2:45 of the fourth quarter. He hit 4 3-pointers in a span of a little more than 2 minutes. The first one came at about the 2:45 mark. The last one came with 35 seconds left. So about 2 minutes and 10 seconds, he scored 12 points. An incredible feat to help bring home a gold medal for Team USA. 888-957-9570. Up next to react to Steph's greatness is Mark in Millbrae. Mark, what's up? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. How you doing, Mark?
What's up, guys? Yeah, welcome, Marissa. We know Curry's a legend around here, but for all the critics or the people worldwide who don't get to see him as much, you get to see him, don't think he's clutch or they're overrated. You're seeing just how great he is. The best players in the world. And who do they go to? With probably LeBron, whom a lot of people consider the GOAT, or KD, a top 10 player of all time. Curry, just incredible. There's nothing like a Curry flurry to get fans or people watching to go bonkers. And we saw that not only what he did against France, but guys, if he doesn't go off against Serbia like he did, they lose to Serbia. And this Curry gets skewered. Every player gets skewered worse than 0-4 team because a lot of people consider this team better than the 0-4 team. So Curry's great, and it just shows you how big time he is in the world stage. When, let's face it, guys, if he doesn't make those 4 3-pointers, I think they lose because France was making a hell of a run. The home crowd was behind it. The USA was reeling, and France had all the momentum, and Curry just snatched their souls. And the coldest thing he did was the night-night. And to me, that's the symbol that's taking over because, you know, watching, having a cousin that coaches, all these kids now are doing the night-night. That's their symbol when it's game over. And for him to do that in France, on their team, with their fan base, in their country, just symbolizes I'm as iconic as it gets in all of sports, not just in basketball. And just a pleasure because he's a one-on-one. And you saw how the fans, even the French fans who were rooting for the home team, obviously, were starting to get on his siding with Curry when he went on that flurry run. So it's just incredible. What more is there to say about the greatness of him? And when he's missed him, he's going to be gone because there's never going to be another one like him because nobody projected that he would do any of this. You remember, guys, when he was drafted, we thought he'd be a nice, solid role player, maybe making all one or two all-star right. teams. Nobody thought he'd be defined a generation and change the game like he has. And just tip of the hat to him. And that just sealed any more questions or the critics had about him because when it was go time in the last two games when the U.S. needed it, they went to him. And just the dude's an icon. I call him Clutch Curry, and that's what he should be known as. Thanks for the time, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Do you remember when there was this idea, this thought, this argument around the NBA that Steph wasn't that clutch? I mean, that was a legitimate beef that people had with Steph.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all based on what we consider a clutch basket. Yeah, the clutch shot. And, you know, it's the final, 20 seconds of a game when it's less than 3 points or whatnot. It's all nonsense because even if you look at the Serbia game, and I'm looking at it right now, the shot that he made was not clutch based on those stats, but they were down by two with 3.5 minutes to go. And he hit a three to put him up one with 2:24 to go. That was the first time they had the lead in a long time. So
pretty clutch shot.
Yes, that wouldn't fall under the clutch category. And then LeBron gets a two, and Steph hits a two, and now you're up five, and then they go on to beat Serbia. But it was that shot that gave him the lead for the first time. And so does it fall under the clutch stat? Probably not. But it was pretty damn clutch, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, I think one of the better moments And I had a number of friends that aren't Warrior fans text me this, and it was one of the first things I thought of as well. And it happened during the Serbia game, but then again also versus France. It was the rest of the world, Dibs, finally having the opportunity to experience Curry like that when they're rooting for it to happen. Because so many times it's happened against so many teams. Happened right. against the Clippers. Happened against Oklahoma City. Happened against the Celtics. Happened against the Cavaliers. And now the entire country, aside from maybe a couple of Americans rooting against Team USA, namely some Boston Celtics fans because they were so upset at right. Steve Kerr and his rotation decisions. I can't really make that to make any sense. But everybody else essentially was rooting for Team USA and Stephen Curry. And to get that kind of universal praise and the universal approval from every basketball fan I know, and for them to finally realize the thrill and the euphoria that it is to watch Steph Curry do what he does at that stage, as rewarding as a number of things that I've experienced as a sports fan. Because so many times you have just one side and the other side, and the Warriors have been the enemies, public enemy number one across the country for so long yeah. because they had KD and they had Steph and they had Draymond and they went and got Boogie Cousins and, oh my God, they have so much talent. But for once, you have the entire country rooting on Steph, and now everybody realizes what it's like to root for that Curry flurry and to see it happen.
It reminds me of, like, soccer, international soccer, like, for club and country, yeah. because, you know, you and I both, and Lucas Alexander, director of sports, were big fans of English Premier League and even European soccer, and so you watch your team, and
starts
it's like...
Starts this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Saturday.
It's like, oh, I hate that guy. And then, you know, that guy is playing for your country. Like, Pulisic is a good example, which yeah. he was on Chelsea for a long time, and you're an Arsenal guy.
We hate so Chelsea.
We hate Pulisic until he dons the red, white, and blue, and then now we're all in on Pulisic. So
yeah.
it's kind of that same vibe, I think, when you're watching Steph Curry and, you know, you're watching even LeBron. Like, I had a greater love and affinity for LeBron James over yeah. the course of the last week than I ever have. And, you know, KD's different because KD still feels like one of us, even though he's not anymore, but LeBron's the one where he's always kind of been the villain, and now for this last week or 2 weeks, he wasn't the villain. He was our guy, and so he goes to the hoop and does a little reverse layup, and even when he gets fouled and doesn't get the call and he throws his hands up, I'm a little bit more tolerant of his act than yeah. ever before.
Yeah, maybe how we experienced LeBron during these Olympics is how the rest of the country experienced Steph during these Olympics.
Right.
Warriors have had these experiences other times, but at least in my experience, this Olympic gold medal means a little bit more to me personally, emotionally, than, say, Clay's Olympic medal, Draymond's Olympic. I think Draymond has two Olympic medals, just simply because this was Steph Curry. This was our MVP. This was our guy who got the job done, and Steph Curry obviously had a much bigger impact than say, Clay or Draymond did when they won Olympic gold. But finally, Steph Curry got his Olympic gold, and now what's left for him to check off? We can talk more about that coming up in a little bit as well, but let's go back out to the phone lines here. 888-957-9570. Up next is Kevin in Pleasanton. Kevin, what's up? It's Grandy and Dibs on Willard and Dibs. How you doing today, Kevin?
Awesome, guys. That was an incredible moment by Steph. By the way, he's not a point guard. He's a basketball player. He'll go down as a top five basketball player, not a point guard. What Steph did was awesome. The whole world got to see it. But it's kind of bittersweet because after the euphoria of watching that, I was stuck with, okay, the world got to see this. This is what we're used to. But will we get a chance to have that again? And I'm just really hoping, man, that the Warriors can if Steve can get out of his own way and evolve his offense so Steph can have more years. There's no reason why Steph couldn't play another 3 years, but he can't keep running around 5 miles a game. If Steph had more athletes around him, if Steve evolved his offense, then we can have this golden moment a little bit more. And I just like to leave you guys with this. Every player on that team is going back regular season to a better team, except us. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it, Kevin. It is an interesting comment. You look at the players on this team, and this is a point that Steiny brought up, and I think it was a really good point. Almost every single player on Team USA has a legit number two running mate that they're headed back to, and some of them are both on this roster. LeBron has AD.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum has Jaylen Brown.
Adebayo has Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see how much longer that lasts.
Halliburton has...
Pascal Siakam.
Okay.
Ann Edwards has Kat. Yeah. And Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I mean, and Steph has who? I mean, is Draymond legitimately that running mate? I mean, he's obviously a very good player, but not on the caliber, at least as an offensive scorer, as any of those other guys.
And KD has Booker and Beal, apparently, you know, which, interesting,
Joel Embiid now has Paul George.
Right, and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all good. They're all nasty, and the Warriors have a lot to do. They've got a lot to do to make this team better and competitive. And, you know, it's going to be up to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy Jr., or Mike Dunleavy, rather. No more junior. We dropped the junior. So to try to figure out a way to, you know, make this roster good by the deadline. I think that now the offseason's kind of done with the Markkanen thing not going their way. So now you have to figure out a way to, you know, add on the, they added on the margins, but can you add now big at the deadline, and what would that mean?
Yeah, you just got to hope that someone comes available, right? Because you can only make a move at the deadline if there's a move to be made. You can't just make one to make it. It's not like it's the offseason where X amount of players is going to be available in the free agent market. You need something to go wrong big time somewhere else.
It feels like something will go wrong. Something always kind of goes wrong, and somebody's going to be disgruntled, and somebody will pop off, and then at that point, maybe you can make a play. If not, maybe you have to wait until the offseason. One more year of just, you know, eating it and hoping in the draft you can do better and then, you know, load up and is Steph Curry still here?
That's difficult to swallow, though, because you just see what Steph is capable of doing, and then you're looking at it as, maybe we just got to be patient, wait one more year, and then we'll figure it out. We don't have an infinite number of these years left, Dibs, and I know you know this, and you're just playing maybe what the Warriors are thinking through. But watching what Steph Curry did, should this at all impact what the Warriors do the rest of this offseason going forward into next season? We got thoughts on that, and you can give us yours. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call. It's also the Xfinity Mobile text line. Steph Curry is obviously still great. What should the Warriors do about it? Is it a patient approach? Wait till the deadline. Wait until next offseason. Hope something goes wrong elsewhere. What should they do? We'll get into that coming up on the other side. 888-957-9570. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More Willard and Dibs coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.